Blog Talk Radio.
Kush Family Baby.
Never be 80 school street 18 elementary voice so sinister yet so heavenly to me you'll forever be Earl from 11B we walk D we talk D remember what I told you God is so good ex Ayala don't know you don't know where we come from don't know what we go through it's a bigger picture and the Lord gonna show you save some souls in the church I can tell you more
okay
remember hanging out in front of Daisy's store
okay
remember spitting rhymes on body hurt from why yo you know that's Warford and I don't complain about a thing I make it pop I done been through some pain and some strains on my rock I done broke through the pain and the chains and the lock if you say my name say it right go be locked
I know we all got our struggles facing through good times even the bad times they really try to put us in a bubble knowing the broke lives and choking the white lines
you fall yet you get back up your life a celebration so let's party it up you ever need a friend just get at me dog the love is always real you inspire me dog from the cradle to the grave I admire you dog life is all a struggle you surviving it all I've seen you working through the hurt and the pain greatest joy ever how you blaze the stage giving God the glory with amazing grace gotta keep your head up, you got lives to save. Regard to the past, it's who you become. Salute to your future, you're the chosen one. Ain't no man on earth that's done what you done. Blessed to know you ex-God's prodigal son. When you win, we win. Winning is won. I love you, dog. I'm done.
I know we all got our struggles. Facing through good times, even the bad times. They really try to put us in a bubble. No good broke lives, choking the white lines. Gotta stay up, stay up, stay up. But you gotta stay up, stay up, stay up. But you gotta.
I know we all got our struggles, facing through good times, even the bad times. They really try to put us in a bubble. No good broke lives, choking the white lines. Gotta stay.
You're listening to the best DJ, keeping the party rocking on all social media platforms. The Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Morning Show.
Close my drip up daily just so they can see.
Whoa. I see the link with the box. Had to put the stick in the box.
Whoa.
And I'm back to my ways cause I'm fartless.
Stay tuned for more hip-hop and R&B. Fat Man West Coast.
Coronavirus! Coronavirus! Just getting real!
The best mixes.
Playing the bangers. Don't forget to wash your hands.
Wake up, I command you, in the name of Jesus, wake up!
Good morning. Good morning. What's going on, everybody? You got your boy Fat Man West Coast coming to you live and direct, Las Vegas, Nevada. What's going on, everybody? It is a beautiful morning out here. 65 degrees out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. It is 6 minutes after 8 o'clock, and it is time for the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. I am your host, Fat Man West Coast. What's going on, everybody? I hope your week has started out to be good. My week started out okay, you know what I'm saying? Once again, you know what I'm saying? We do this morning show Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You know what I'm saying? I had a couple of guests that didn't show up Monday morning like we were supposed to. I mean Tuesday morning like we were supposed to, and this and the other. So I just kind of kicked my heels back, this and the other. Took some time. I had to do some doctor's things and go to some doctor's appointments and this, that, and the other. And went to the damn doctor, and the doctor pissed me off yesterday. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, I am blessed. I am very, very, very blessed to be here. Like I tell y'all, you know what I'm saying? It is another day. I hope you know that you made it on the wake-up list this morning. So you need to be thanking God this morning for waking you up, putting you on the wake-up list again. We made it again this morning. So we want to thank Jesus this morning. Lord Jesus, we come to you humbly, Lord Jesus, this morning. And we want to thank you for waking us up again and being able to get up and smell the coffee, smell the Starbucks, smell the roses, smell the air, to see another day, to see the sun shining again, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for today, and we thank you for yesterday, and yesterday, and the day before that, and the day before that, and the day before that. In Jesus' name, we pray today. Amen, 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 amen. Today is going to be a great day, you know what I'm saying? All my entrepreneurs out there, I hope you're up working your home-based business like you're supposed to be doing. I hope all my artists are up this morning working their music, putting out their promotions, making sure the music is tight, making sure that the music is fresh, you know what I'm saying? Making sure the music is being downloaded. It's cool to get streams. We want downloads, you know what I'm saying? And that's one of the things we're going to be talking about this morning with my dude, super producer, multi-platinum producer. I was checking out his credits yesterday, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to be checking out his credits too before he come on the show. This man has produced everybody, you know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody, you know what I'm saying, and everything. And we are excited to have him here on the show, my man Herb Middleton, all right? You know what I'm saying? He's coming here, and he's dropping Goldilocks, you know what I'm saying? So that was his song that you heard in the beginning. Shout out to my man, the Kush family, and this, that, and the other. This damn software plays shit that it wants to in the morning sometimes, but it's all good. Shout out to my man, Benny Holmes, Kush family out there doing the damn thing. They was just here not too long ago here in Las Vegas, Nevada, you know what I'm saying? But this morning, you know what I'm saying? We got my man Herb Middleton gonna be in the building and this, that, and the other. He down there on the strip somewhere. He coming in here. Y'all know I fly these artists in and this, that, and the other. They gotta be, you know, they gotta make sure that they stop at, you know, we got to get souvenirs and this, that, and the other. I'd be like, yo, the show starts. I go live at 8 o'clock. You need to be here at 8:30. You know what I'm saying? They like, okay, there we on our way. You know what I'm saying? Y'all also know this is a wake and bake morning. Make sure you waken and baking. Shout out to 420 Dispensary. That's 420 East Sahara, Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? Whenever you're in Las Vegas, stop by 420 Dispensary, home of 2 grams for $20. You know what I'm saying? That's all a player need after you get off the phone, after you get off the plane is 2 grams. You know what I'm saying? Everything, get his mind right. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you stop in there, holler at Miss Brenda and tell her, yo, Fat Man West Coast from the morning show sent me over here. You know what I'm saying? And I'm here to get the 2 grams, $20. You know what I'm saying? A lot of stuff going on in Las Vegas, y'all. A lot of accidents. People are, you know, we are opening up. We are opening up to full capacity. All right. As of June 1st, we'll be open full capacity. I mean, we could do clubs, the buffets, everything is open. You got the people out here, people. You still have to realize and arrive alive. You still have to realize that there are people out here drinking in these casinos and coming out and they're driving home and everything and they hitting people and they killing people and stuff like that. Y'all, we got to learn how to look. We got Tipsy Toe out here. If you get too drunk, too high, call Tipsy Toe. They'll come, tow your car, about $30, tow your car home, take you home, and this, that, and the other, and you're not out here driving on the streets, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We are all in this together. Make sure you're wearing your mask. I've noticed, and I'm noticing that the COVID is spiking up again, and this, that, and the other. Come on, people, wear your mask. You know what I'm saying? I can understand we've been in the house all this time, and this, that, and the other. But introverts, like myself, being away from people is a way of life. When they was talking about quarantine, I was like, since when we've been on quarantine in this thing? Everybody was like, we've been on quarantine for at least a year. Hell, I don't know. Shit, I'm an introvert. I keep away from people as it is. You see what I'm saying? So for the people that are introverts, keep on introverting and this, that, and the other, but make sure you come out of the house, y'all. Get out of the house. Get some air. Get these kids out of the house. Kids have been homeschooled for so long. Get them out of the house. They deserve to get out of the house, too. You know what I'm saying? You can only be in the house for so long, but when you get out of the house, know how to act. You know what I'm saying? Don't get out here, get the wilding out and everything like that there. You know what I'm saying? Because the police will still take your ass to jail, especially here in Vegas. You know what I'm saying? And that's one thing we ain't trying to do, and that's deal with the police. It's enough shootings going on. It's enough BS going on in this world. So listen, y'all. You got your boy Fat Man West Coast coming to you live and direct, y'all. Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? It is the Wake Your Ass Up morning show. And like I said, this morning we got super producer Herb Middleton coming in the building. You know what I'm saying? He ain't here yet. I told him to take him to McDonald's and this, that, and the other. Get him some hash browns, something like that there. I want artists, the best way to get your day started, breakfast is the most important day. If you want your mind to flow and this, that, and the other, get your butt up and eat breakfast. For real. Get your butt up and eat breakfast and this, that, and the other. These are things we're going to be talking with Mr. Middleton about. You know what I'm saying? Copyrights, production rights, mechanical rights, how to get your music out there. It's a whole slew of things that we can talk to this man about. If y'all don't know, there are 395 ways to get a check out of the music industry. Let me tell you that again. There are 395 ways to get a check out of the music industry. Just because you want to get up there and be in front of the microphone and this, that, and the other, the money is behind the scenes, okay? Just like there are 450 ways to write off your taxes. We ain't even scratched the first 10 yet, and there are 450 tax write-offs. You can 450 ways to write off taxes in a year. 395 ways to get a check out of the music industry, out of the entertainment industry, and we ain't even scratched the first 10 yet. Y'all, we got a lot to do. It's the Wake Your Ass Up morning show. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man West Coast coming to you live and direct, y'all. We gonna pay some bills, and we gonna be right back, y'all, and get this show started. You know what I'm saying? All right. Alright, shout out to everybody that's out there, this, that, the other. Shout out to my big homie out there on the plane right now, my man Jay Cutts, you know what I'm saying, doing the damn thing. Got the tours jumping off and everything. They got the tours jumping off. I ain't even got on board yet, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know me. Y'all got to give me details and this, that, and the other. But like I said, we got a lot going on and this, that, and the other. Unsigned Hype Magazine, next issue will be out in May. Working on it right now. The next mixtape will be out in May. Working on it right now. You know what I'm saying? Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. We got a lot going on, y'all. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, y'all. We're going to pay some bills, and we're going to be right back and get this show started. All right? All right.
Yeah.
Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, y'all.
Y'all know who y'all is.
It's been a hell of a week at work, and boss keeps yelling at me. What a jerk, and home is killing me too. It's the worst calls, kids done got out of school. On my nerves. My grind on, but I need a good groove. I wanna lose control. Step in, I'm getting crunk too. Yeah, my world day. More than a little will do. But I wanna get dirty. Countdown.
And I'm faded. This cut's feeling amazing. Got a voice. voicemail on my phone from a little breezy feeling X-rated. She told a nigga she hurting. I'm in the car and I'm swerving. I walked into her bedroom. I put it down, that's certain. Man, I stay on that Ciroc. Man, I stay taking shots. Man, your girl be on my track. Maybe cause I'm everything you're not. See, I ain't no bitch nigga, no rich nigga, no snitch nigga. I'm a real nigga, that's real nigga. I'm just trying to chill, cause I'm way too drunk to be talking like this. I'm way too high to be tripping like this. Way too young to be living like this. Ask me why I do it, I'ma put it like this. God damn it, I love. Rolling up some good, shawty lips be rolling on the wood. Damn, she wrote it good. Rolling over, I ain't sleeping over. Now she rolling the eye, rolling on the floor, laughing. Cause she looks so surprised. Girl, you been around the block, and I've been on that Ciroc. Got your man circling your block. Maybe cause I'm everything you're not. See, I ain't no bitch nigga, no rich nigga, no snitch nigga. I'm a real nigga, that's real nigga. I'm just trying to chill, cause I'm way too drunk to be talking like this. I'm way too high to be tripping like this. Way too young to be living like this. Ask me why I do it, I'ma put it like this. God damn it, I love.
What you know about love? What love know about you? When I try something new, you refuse to believe that my love is true. So I use all I got to prove to you. But the proof ain't enough, so you move on to the next dude. Like, what he gon' do? I don't understand these girls, 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 girls. I don't understand these girls, 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 girls. Looking for a real nigga, like all the wrong places and all the wrong ways. Love it, love it. You know, nothing, 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 nothing about it. Love it.
Trippin' on my profile and my feelings. Bang, bang, blew my brain to the ceiling. I done pulled up my feelings. Once I pulled up the liquor, he done turned on my savage. I fell in love with a hater. I know he ain't no good for me, but he won't sexy as hater. So if you got me a copy, so if you ride on my with ya, and I can never get another picture. I don't need nobody in my business. Bang, bang, I just had a kettle witness. controlling now.
No reason to be
you taking a chance on love. I'm taking a chance on love. Me and you ain't had enough. Boy, you know I'm bad as fuck. I ain't mean to gas you up, but I couldn't let you pass it up.
And I can never get another picture.
He done blew my brains on a mirror.
Woman in a mirror,
yeah. He done turned me into a shooter. Bang, bang, when my heart comes down. He done turned me into a shooter. Bang, bang, when my hoodie comes down.
What's going on, everybody? You got your wake your ass up morning show. I am your host, Fat Man West Coast, y'all. It is about time to get into our artist spotlight. This morning, we got super producer, multi-platinum producer. I know he got some platinum plaques. I know he got some plaques somewhere. You know what I'm saying? I know he's been doing his damn thing. We got Herb Middleton on the show this morning. Now, all my artists, all my producers, writers, composers, arrangers, engineers, this, that, and the other. Y'all need to tune in right now. Now, I've been letting y'all know, you know, everybody know how I get down. Everybody know how the morning show get down. We bring nothing but the best to you, especially when it comes to dealing in this business, when it comes to getting to the meat and potatoes in this business. You know what I'm saying? And this morning, we got a chief rocker up in here. You know what I'm saying? I mean, let me, you know, if you go to HerbMiddletonMusic.com, HerbMiddletonMusic.com, all right, it gives you a synopsis of who the man is. You know, you got about Herb Middleton. You got the videos. You got the photos. You got a producer, composer, and arranger. Legend still at work. Okay, then you got Herb Middleton Music Store. He got the R&B section, the hip-hop, the pop, the classic R&B. You know what I'm saying? The inspirational praise. He got the jazz and smooth jazz. He got the piano music. He got alternative, you know what I'm saying, blues, souls. He got discography and Herb Middleton Business Affiliates. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to check this man out for real. For real, for real, okay? The people he done produced, I see he got artists and groups, Al Green, Al Bushore, let's see, Ann Nesby, AZ, Barry Edmonton, you know, co-producer, Benzino, Biggie, Big Bub. Y'all remember who Big Bub was back from a public announcement and this, that, and the other? Y'all remember who Big Bub was and this, that, and the other? You know what I'm saying? Bobby Brown, Brownstone, Changing Faces. Chad Elliott, another co-production, you know what I'm saying? Christopher Williams, Crystal Johnson, Diddy, Faith Evans, Freddie Jackson, Floetry, Glenn Jones, Glenn Lewis, you know what I'm saying? Forecast, Jazzy Jeff, Jaguar Wright, you know what I'm saying? The list goes on. Jeffrey Osborne, John Legend, Mary J. Blige, Method Man, Eminem, Nas, come on now. I mean, what else do I have to bring to you to let you know? Even Will Smith. Now, if you can produce for Will Smith, that's a hit and a half for your ass right there. You know what I'm saying? That this man ain't no joke. So listen, y'all, I'm trying to tell you, if you're trying to call in, hit us up, 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. If you're trying to talk to myself or Mr. Middleton, hit the one button, all right? Hit the one button, lets me know that you're in queue. Separates you from everybody else because I get a lot of calls up in here. I get a lot of calls from overseas. Shout out to my people out there in Poland. Shout out to my people out there in Turkey. Shout out to the people out there in Russia. The people that's listening right now, you know what I'm saying, are my people overseas. Shout out to everybody out there in Canada, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody out there in Mexico, you know what I'm saying? Argentina, it definitely rocks with me on the morning show every morning, you know what I'm saying? Right now, we got about 30,000 people listening to the Wake Your Ass Up morning show right now, you know what I'm saying? So like I said, if you're in queue, you know what I'm saying? I'm waiting for Mr. Middleton to show up and everything. If you're in queue, please press the one button to let me know that you are in queue. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to bring in the wrong person and everything and click on the wrong person and stuff like that there. And everybody be sitting there, huh? I didn't know what he was talking about and everything. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is this. We getting ready to get to the band right now. You know what I'm saying? I see a number and everything like that, you know what I mean? But I need for y'all to make sure that we get him that Wake Your Ass Up in the Morning Show love. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. I'm pretty sure this man is busy and everything. But we going to make sure we get started with this interview, y'all. So with no further ado, I need y'all to really warm this studio up. I got a lot of people up in this damn studio. Y'all need to get the hell up out of here because he's coming up the stairs right now and everything. Some of y'all move the hell out and everything and open up the door and stuff because here comes my dude. Here comes my man, Mr. Herb Middleton.
Yo.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's right. Move around. Get the hell up out of here. All right. Hey, what's going on, bro? How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, man. Yo, I got to tell you from the gate, man, I just love your show, man. And like, the energy is amazing, bro. Real.
Man, thank you, man. We are powered by God up in here. We are definitely powered by the Lord Jesus up in here, man. You know, for waking us up this morning. You know what I'm saying?
That's
and everything.
What's up.
That's a feat in itself. We made the wake up list again, Mr. Middleton. Out of all this,
yeah,
time,
the wake up, wake up. I heard you had
the wake up. You know what I'm
here?
Saying? That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Right, man. All this beautiful music you've been doing. I was reading some of your accolades, man. Listen, we got 30,000 people listening to us right now. Introduce yourself to the world because we definitely got South Africa in the building. Introduce yourself to the world, man. Let them know who you be, who you are, and what it is the hell you do.
Oh, that's what's up, man. My name is Herb Middleton. I'm a producer, songwriter, arranger, musician. I'm a father, a husband.
Yes,
believer in the Most High God, ultimately, because without God, is nothing possible.
Right.
I love music. I love people. I hate racism. I love life. I love plants. You have your own choice of yours. I have mine.
Right. Exactly.
See, I'm just a real person. I believe in humility. I believe in excellence.
Uh-huh.
I believe in networking. I believe in brotherhood.
Okay.
I believe in unity. That's who I am. In a nutshell, I could keep going, but I'll take all the time up telling who I am. So I'm just looking forward to talking and letting people know and just kicking it with you, my brother, and letting people know what time it is and where we need to be at.
Right. Well, I've been telling everybody, and we definitely put it all out on our social media. Like I said, if y'all just joining us, it's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. We're sitting here with my brother, Mr. Herb Middleton. Hit us up at 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. Press the one button if you want to speak to him or myself. Ask him any questions, anything like that there. We are so excited the hottest man on the show, because we bring nothing but the best on the morning show. So we make sure that we know what we are talking about. So let's get this started. Mr. Middleton, what you're doing in this, that, and the other. We got a lot of unsigned artists that listen to this show. We need you to talk to them about the determination and the dedication that you had. Not because you was coming on this show, all of a sudden you produced for Al Green and this, that, and the other. This takes years of doing this. Let them know what it takes to have that determination, that you got to keep that up. So when it do come around, you don't have to get ready. You already ready. Speaks for itself.
Okay. Okay. The most important thing that you need, you need to have passion for your gift.
Right.
If you don't value your gift, you will go everywhere trying to get everybody else to value it. If you don't value what you've been gifted or blessed to do, nobody else will. That's the first thing. So you got to have that out the gate, because when I got discovered 30 years ago, all I had was passion. I was living in the Bronx apartment. I had a 4-track that I made a 24-track.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So,
gotcha.
Actually, I made a 36-track. I just kept doubling and doubling. I ain't have all this technology that y'all got today. Like, I started from the muscle, for real, for real. Before I get started, shout out to my brother Blueprint and Goldilocks. Happy birthday, sis. I love you. So you got to have passion, Fat. You know what I'm saying? Because the passion will do a couple of things. The passion will develop great relationships, because people will notice your passion, and it will also develop your skill organically. You just keep working at it. Because today, you know what I'm saying, everybody has their eyes on everybody else. Wrong.
Right.
Keep your eyes on what you got in your studio.
Thank you.
Your gift, your creativity.
Thank you. I'm glad you said that, because we get the copycats. We get the duplicators and this, that, the other. And we need the originators. We need the original aborigines. We need the original aphrodisiacs. We need the original cats that's coming out. You know what I'm saying? Now, that's one thing I need to explain to them. Tell them how important it was when you started doing this music, because when me and you started, I know I'm 53. I was born in 68. So, you know, back then, you had to show and prove. It wasn't about, you know, going in the studio and using. We didn't even have audio tune and all of them effects you put on your voice now. You had to come either raw or real, or you had to have some church background singing and this, that, and the other and everything. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, you're right, man. You already know. You talking truth, man. Like, you had to have skills. Like, you know what I'm saying? And you know, I'm not trying to downplay what's going on today, but this is a fact. This is today's era. Skills are really not necessary. It's not really necessary, but you got to be smart. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I forgot the question. My mind is, you just took me back 30 years ago. I forgot the question real quick.
But you knew when we went to the backyard barbecues and this, that, and the other, your auntie would go, my nephew can sing. Come here and sing, little, you know what I'm saying? And you'd be like, damn. You know what I'm saying? And if you didn't sing then, either the family talked about you, or you might have got your ass whooped. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because they go, how come you're not showing your talent? Am I right?
Right. Absolutely. You gotta take advantage of every opportunity. And that kind of, you connect the passion to being ready. Like, when I got discovered, like, I didn't even, it was like, it happened because I was passionate. And Teddy Riley heard my passion. He had to hear something to give me a call. Because I'm in the Bronx watching him on Ralph McDaniels, what you call it, you know, so, and all of a sudden I'm getting the call. It's because I had passion. I didn't expect the call. Most of the things happen in this life when you don't expect it.
Right.
Most blessings take place when you don't expect it. You just got to be in position and be ready for it. You run into somebody that, oh, shoot, oh, by the way, So my thing started in working as a bus dispatcher, right?
Oh, really?
Yes. Like it started, well, it didn't start there, I'm lying.
Mm-hmm.
But I met somebody very, very important who used to ride the bus in Manhattan,
right.
The Metro Apple Express. I was a bus dispatcher and a musician
okay.
in the church at the same time.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Like she just happened, and it's a Caucasian lady, and I was just talking to her, being my friendly self, and she said, "What else
mm-hmm.
you do?" I'm like, I'm in the music, and she said, "Oh, I know somebody that's in the music. Let me connect them." Next thing you know, I got connected to Deidre Tate. Deidre Tate was the first person that gave me my first opportunity to produce somebody by myself. And everything from that, it went to, oh, now I'm in Motown. I'm meeting Jeff. Jeff, what's his name? Jeff somebody in Motown back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you see how it happens? It just happens
right.
Like you just got to be in the right place. And sometimes you be in a place where you don't want to be. I didn't want to be no bus dispatcher. But
right.
I didn't want to knock nobody in the head and go to jail either. So,
of course.
I take the bus dispatch until something happens, and God bless
you. Until something happens, exactly. And that's usually the way it happens, like you said, in the right place at the right time, talking to someone casual, and they go, oh, well, I do such and such and such.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why don't you send me something? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And everything like that. You know what I'm saying? And that's usually how that marriage mm-hmm. starts, you know what I mean? So then that mm-hmm. takes us to the segue of thinking outside the box. Now, when did you get to the point mm-hmm. where you knew you had to start thinking outside the box? You had to get out of your city limits, because once you blow the spot in your city limits and got it going on and this, that, and the other, you start to acquire people that give you the side eye, like, okay then, how is he doing all this and I ain't doing all of this? And it's that and the other. It's his determination. It's his
mm-hmm.
dedication. Okay, that's
mm-hmm.
something Floyd Mayweather taught me when he was working out. He always used to say, determination, dedication. I used to ask
mm-hmm.
him, why you keep saying that shit all the damn time? You throwing my rhythm off. And it's that and the other. He used to go, because I got to stay determined and dedicated to this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said,
mm-hmm.
oh, okay, that's why you walk around with $2 million in your bag. He said, exactly. I could do that. Okay, then, determination
right.
and dedication. Then I started breathing and eating and saying the same thing. Determination, dedication.
Right.
To where
absolutely.
I got so many archive shows up under my belt and published shows up under my belt through social media, to where you could tap up Unsigned Hype and I'm going to pop up any and everywhere. You know what I mean?
That's
because
beautiful.
I've established
congratulations,
that.
Man.
Thank you. I've established it. Just like you, doing what you do. You wouldn't have did what you did because of your work ethic and your work. So then that means you created a unique sound. And how important is that to a producer, writer, arranger to have his own sound? You had to have something for all them people to come to you. To have Teddy Riley call you.
Yeah. I was like most people back in the early 90s, you had to love New Jack Swing. So
right.
I had New Jack Swing swinging, and I put my own twist to it. And
gotcha.
And that got Teddy's attention.
Gotcha. Okay.
So it's kind of like you kind of be relative, but you lose your originality at the same time. And that's mm-hmm. something that is very, very valuable that a lot of artists and producers have challenges with, because, again, their focus, everybody's listening to the next thing. Even
uh-huh.
record companies are listening to the next thing, and record companies are sometimes screwing themselves over for listening to the next thing and not listening to the original thing. The original
oh.
thing is what God blessed us with. Everybody
okay.
is an individual, right?
Okay.
And once you leave your individuality, you lose your
okay.
value. You lose
okay.
your potential to be valuable.
All right.
Because nobody's the same, right? So why are
mm-hmm.
we sound the same? Why are we trying
right.
to look the same?
Right.
You feel me?
Right. Right.
Like,
why
you know
are we trying
saying?
to... you know, someone made a statement on social media. Well, there you go. Copycatting. And it's, you know what I'm saying? It's like, why would you, you know, perfect example. Yeah, I don't know if you noticed, because I know you do your own composing and this, that, and the other. People like myself who have to deal or deal with, you know, the unsigned artists and this, that, and the other, you get to hear a lot of tracks. You get to hear a lot of beats and everything. I've been noticing there's a producer out here that's producing these Pop Smoke beats, or everybody duplicating these Pop Smoke beats, and it's kind of like, really? Do y'all really? This is what y'all coming off to? I want to go back home. Right. I want to go back to where you was playing the instruments. Can we go back then? Can we? Because then that separates us. That separates the musicians from Fruity Loops.
Right.
Am I right or wrong?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Now. And but I will say this. There's a talented young man that is in, from my city, I'm from New York, but I reside in Delaware now. I don't know if you ever heard of him, Fat. His name is Peace. Actually, he's the one doing the hook on the Goldie joint.
Okay.
You know,
what's
T. Anthony.
Name?
You know what I mean? His name is T. Anthony?
Anthony,
but as an artist, but as a producer, his name is PCB.
He uses
Fruity Loops I'm saying I need to do a reality show on you, because what you do is unbelievable with Fruity Loops. I hold you not. You gotta have me on the show, bro.
Because he is a beast.
He's ridiculous, and he uses it like a musician.
Okay,
so that's the phenomenal thing about it. And also Ninth Wonder. You know, Ninth Wonder uses Fruity Loops now. That dude.
Okay.
Now, there's some people that's really beast with it, but the problem is, if we go back to the originality now. We go back to now. Everybody who's trying to duplicate what they hear, you're putting yourself in a box, and you.
Okay.
I believe the original question was how do you work out, you know, get out of the box. Well.
Yes.
The music is whole in the industry. Most everybody's, you can hear that everybody's in the same box.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I heard one beat, I heard another. This one got 25,000 high hats in a minute. This one got 30,000 in a minute. Okay, that's established that the high hat thing is a new phase that the millennials are on to. But the simplicity of timing is in the 1, 2, 3, 4.
Right.
But everybody's doing 25,000 high hats in 2 weeks, like in 8 measures.
Yeah.
Which I'm not down on. I use it sometimes, but be flexible. You know, be flexible, be creative. You don't have to do that because Timbaland is doing that. One thing I love about Timbaland, one of my favorite producers in the world, is he created a sound that when you heard it, you knew it was
him. Thank you.
You knew it was him.
Say that again.
Say it again.
Say that again.
Timbaland,
please.
When you hear a beat from Timbaland, I can identify without looking at credits. That's Timbaland.
That's Timbaland right there.
That whole Aaliyah,
Missy Elliott, when that shit jumped off. He established himself right there,
with individuality.
Exactly. It wasn't like you had to go, who was that? Who did that track? You already knew. You was like, man, that's Timbaland on the track, man. You know what I'm saying? That's Timbaland. You know what I mean? And you would turn it up. It would automatically sell. It would go.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of like what we're talking about with you. People know a Herb Middleton track. They know you have a formula. There we go. That's the word I was looking for. You have a formula.
Thank God.
That you use. Mm-hmm. And you know, for you, this would never, and I'm going to keep tweaking it just like you've been doing, and you know this would never fail for me. I know that.
Right.
I created that. That would never fail
for
me.
Yeah, that's dope.
You feel me?
You're about to make me happy right now. Because that's true.
That's true. But I'm telling, what I'm trying to say is, when you get to that point, when artists get to that point, it's kind of like, it's kind of like everything gets colored in. You feel me? Mm-hmm. You can hear music and go, a lot of artists ain't at that point yet. You ain't found your sound. Now I understand what you producers used to tell me. You ain't found your sound yet. And I used to go, what the fuck do you mean? What the fuck you mean I ain't found? Man, I sound dope on that track. He go, yeah, you may sound dope on that track. You know what I mean? And this was back in the day when we was tennis shoe pimping the game. It wasn't no, we got on the computer and we doing computer wars. Everybody tough, you know, behind Messenger and this, that, and the other and everything. And your shit
no.
Whack. No, they used to tell you that shit to your face. Yeah, it's all right. And this, that, and the other. Can you do it again? Yeah, I can do it again. Can you do it again? And it sound like what you just did. That was the thing. I could sit there and freestyle my ass off. He would, they would stop me and go, that's cool, big fella. Can you write that down on paper? And sound like that in the booth? Oh, hell yeah. They go, okay, there. They would slide me a pad and a pen and go, here you go. Write that down and go in there and say that again. That was dope as shit. Can you say it again? Okay. That's why everybody go, man, that was freestyle, really? It's very few people that could go in and do that. You know what I'm saying? Just like you talk about creating a sound. When did you knew you had your sound?
When did I know I had it? I knew I had it when Teddy Riley called. it became official.
It became official
when I was in Virginia at the airport and he pulled up in a Lexus and picked me up. That's when I was like, oh,
wow.
Dude, I must be something. Something is brewing. The reality.
Okay.
But, I knew I had a sound when Puff was at Uptown and he called me in for a meeting. Actually, he called my mother from a house where I was living. And my mother, I walked in from somewhere. Huh?
I said, really?
I walked in the house and my mother said, hey, Herb, somebody named Poofy called you. I said, Poofy? I said, Puffy. So, you know, I met with him in Uptown. That's when I knew I had something because I was being called in by one of the greatest executives at that time in the game to have a one-on-one. And then everything just flourished from that standpoint, you know. Like,
well, that's a blessing. So I guess that's where so where did the song Making Plans come from?
Oh, Making Plans? Oh, yeah. Oh man, you're touching on some deep waters, but I don't mind sharing it. Making Plans. Making Plans, But I've been blessed, man. I found my queen like 26 years ago.
Okay.
And at the time, in the 24th year, my queen said, you know what? I need some space.
Okay.
And she broke out.
Okay.
And that was a real critical time in my life because I didn't understand what I did. You know what I'm saying? But I found out throughout the process. So that song came out of me making plans to be with my wife. So I wrote it, and that's where it came from. We back.
Big Herb, Boomtown.
I'm always making plans,
'cause
I wanna be with you.
Hey, Prophet.
Smoke stack. Up in the morning, you're the first thing on my mind. I smell your fragrance in my clothing. It makes me look forward to be with you tonight. Gonna tear it up tonight, so get yourself ready. We're gonna move it steady. Makes me wanna zoom right through the phone. I'm being alone, girl, you're my fantasy. gonna move and stay on. Makes me wanna zoom,
makes me wanna zoom
right through the phone. No fun being alone. Girl, you're my fantasy. You're the only one for me.
Some publishing too, because she inspired the record.
Okay. That's what the hell I'm talking about. Listen, if y'all just tuned in, y'all, it's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. I'm your host, Fat Man West Coast, coming to you live and direct, y'all. Chilling with my man Herb Middleton, y'all. We just played one of his tracks. You know what I'm saying? Making plans. And yeah, that one was.
Yo,
in the pocket,
you know what's
Mr.
crazy,
Middleton.
Sir?
What's up?
Yeah, thank you, sir. You know what's really crazy, man? That a couple of things, a couple of series of things that have taken place that have had that are real life experiences for me that have brought me to a new place. One of them was that breakup and restoration of my relationship with my wife. Now
okay.
We're going on 27 years this year, right? And
right.
Because that song. It made number one in the UK a couple of weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah, it was number one on the UK soul charts. And
okay.
And then on Resurrection Sunday, I lost my brother. You know,
okay.
I'm my only brother. I lost him, and he had
okay.
dementia.
Okay.
But one like a couple of years ago, while we having dementia, you know what he told me? He said, you're going to the top. You're going to where you've never been before. And he got
mm-hmm.
dementia, and he's telling me this.
Okay.
And so here this year, weeks before he passed, I had a number one
mm-hmm.
song.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
It's
God
just like
is good.
What he said. What
yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yes,
so,
yes, he spoke. Now, ain't that crazy? Now, you just gave me confirmation. See, this is the crazy part, and this is what I be telling people. This is why I tell them to listen to the show. You listen to it because you get mm-hmm. the confirmation. God ain't going to come and knock at that door. He ain't going to call you up on the phone. He will speak to you through the Holy Spirit. You got to believe in the Holy Spirit. But
yep.
God
yep.
will send confirmation through kids and through someone that you don't know. Never met in your life. Me and Mr. Middleton ain't never met in our life, but he giving me confirmation by letting me know that, yo, it came through here. I had to do this.
Mm.
I had to do that. So that lets me know, okay, what I'm dealing with now, keep on doing what I'm doing. Because he done been down that road, and he giving me confirmation, this is what I had to do as a man. You know what I'm saying? You don't get get that deep. You know, we only get that deep here on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Y'all hit us up 657-383-0199 at 657-383-0199. Now that takes us into the song. That takes us into the song "Stay Up." Now, where did that come from? What you just explained?
Oh no, nah, "Stay Up." Now, "Stay Up." Again, I believe in just doing. I like to do what never has been done before. You know, I believe that's what creates history and originality. I'm big on that. So last year, I was inspired to write a song to pay homage to DMX, because through all his adversity, his challenges, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He go here, he go to jail, he come out, he go to jail, he come out, he never break down, he go out. So I was inspired. I said, look, man, this dude, he got something really special outside of his gift. I saw that.
Yeah.
And so I came up with the concept to write a song, "Stay Up." Now, I didn't know that the person that would be doing the song would be somebody who knew him personally.
Gotcha.
Like,
gotcha.
Goldilocks.
Okay.
Who actually led him to the church building.
Really?
To start off, to jump off his spiritual walk. Goldie did that. Like,
wow.
So I was looking for people in my area to get on the record. I had a young brother who spit some hot bars just to pay homage to him. Mm-hmm. But then it hit me. Yo, it just happened organically. Here you go. Right place, right time.
Right time. Okay.
So she has a personal relationship with him.
Right.
Pitches. So she's on the record.
So thus the hype that I heard in the background. Yeah. You took some of the DMX hype, you know what I'm saying, and put it, infused it in the background. It's a dope ass song. I was listening to it. I was like, you know, we started the show off with it. So, with no further ado.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we did. You didn't hear it. We started the show off with it and everything.
I heard it, but I'm saying thank you. Like, that's good. I didn't know it was the start of the show. Like,
Yes. I wanted people to get something inspirational and new. We try and do that in the morning and this and that. Because we waking up. You know what I'm saying and everything.
Beautiful.
And like I said,
wake
your ass up, boy, the show right now with my man Herb Middleton, y'all. And introduce your song, man. Stay Up.
Stay Up, this is a song that was produced and written by DMX, Earl Simmons, good friend, Goldilocks, and T. Anthony, my brother here from Delaware. This is what is getting ready to play right now. It was a homage song, but now it's a tribute. Hope you enjoy it.
Youngest First Lady.
I know we all got our struggles.
Hey Herb, what up?
I know we all got our struggles.
Struggles, bad dude, you could never be. 80 School Street, 18 Elementary. Voice so sinister, yet so heavenly. To me, you'll forever be Earl from 11B. We walk D, we talk D. Remember what I told you. God is so good, Xayala don't know you. Don't know where we come from, don't know what we go through. It's a bigger picture, and the Lord gonna show you. Save some souls in the church, I can tell you more.
Okay.
Remember hanging out in front of Daisy Store.
Okay.
Remember spitting rhymes on body.
Yeah.
If you from YO, you know that's Warburton. I don't complain about a thing, I make it pop. I done been through some pain and some strains, I'm a rock. I done broke through the pain and the chains and the lock. If you say my name, say it right, go to lock.
I know we all got our struggles, facing through good times, even the bad times. They really try to put us in a bubble, knowing broke lives, choking the white lines.
And you fall, yet you get back up. Your life a celebration, so let's party it up. You ever need a friend, just get at me, dawg. The love is always real, you inspire me, dawg. From the cradle to the grave, I admire you, dawg. Life is all a struggle, you surviving it all. I've seen you working through the hurt and the pain. Greatest joy ever, how you blaze the stage. Giving God the glory with amazing grace. Gotta keep your head up, you got lives to save. Regard to the past, it's who you become. Salute to your future, you're the chosen one. Ain't no man on earth that's done what you done. Blessed to know you ex-God's prodigal son. When you win, we win. Winning is won. I love you, dog. I'm done.
I know we all got our struggles. Facing through good times, even the bad times. They really try to put us in a bubble.
Big Herd, Boom Town.
Thank you.
We got a special, special, special shout out this morning to Lady Ebony. Shout out to Miss Lady Ebony. I know she out there listening and everything. She the one that brung this interview together. You know what I'm saying? And everything. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, Mr. Middleton, one thing that I wanted to talk with you about, and that was I had a conference with BMI. BMI was explaining to me about the royalties, what they do. They disperse royalties. They do not do, and this is the misconception that we have been getting as artists. And I kind of feel ashamed, but it's kind of like, okay, I'm glad I'm getting it from the source because I finally got in touch with them and everything, that you don't go through BMI for copyrights. They cut a check.
What?
Is that right?
What? Right.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? A lot of... You're giving me clarification. Two different entities. You got to understand what's been going around in the unsigned artists pool, and then of course you know this is the music industry is big, but it's small. You run across the same people once you get out here and get circulating and everything. You know what I'm saying? And we've been thinking that BMI does copyrights. BMI does royalties. Now I'm finding out how an artist can get his royalties and the performances that they pay royalties for, long as you're a registered writer or publisher. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And the same thing with ASCAP. So the question is, Mr. Middleton, who do we honestly go to for copyright? Are we still doing a poor man's copyright? Do we still go to the Library of Congress with your finished product and work? That means with a finished CD, fully mixed, mastered, and everything with the lyrics and this and the other, and copyright it that way? Or...
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Please enlighten us.
No. You go ahead. I was just saying.
So the last question was, so where do we go? Who are we going to?
You go to... copyright.gov.
Okay.
Copyright.gov, and that's a place where you could register your song or material that you want to copyright.
Okay.
Along with that, I will say this: make sure you keep an original file of whatever you're copyrighting.
Okay.
Because
all right,
the original file is, you know, and I'm just put it out there, it's very valuable.
Okay, right. Yes,
so
it is.
If you ever have to go to court, you hear that somebody's in your using your material, and you ever have to have a legal battle, there's nothing like having proof of the origin of what you produced or wrote. So make sure that you have that documented. When I create music, all my files they automatically give a date of when this was originally done. So somebody, if you took something from me and you produced it and wrote it in 2020, and I have the file from 1995, who's gonna win?
You're right. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
This is what we have to learn in the industry and things like that there, because everybody keeps, you know, we got artists that's talking about, well, I just mail it back to myself, and I'm going, no, you can't do that. It's a way to register it, you know. So this is why I tell cats to get with BMI and become a publisher. That way you can publish your own work.
Right.
You can, you know what I'm saying? And in that way, you're cutting out the middleman. You know what I'm saying? So everything is like,
man,
you know, and make sure that you're doing the split sheets in the studio before you get with that artists and everything, and y'all do that collaboration and all of that, because they want to know, because BMI ain't going to sit there and figure that out for you. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that there. How important is it to be on top of your business, especially music-wise, these days? Because everybody's looking to get, and this is what gets me, and I think that's going backwards. Everybody's looking to get streams. I thought it was about the downloads.
Well, because the streaming factor is there, it's not necessary to get download your music. That's the
okay.
That's the thing.
Cause
once you start streaming, people are like the other day, I gave my son the song "Making Plans." And he said, "What's the name of the artist?" He said, "I gave him the name of the artist and gave the name of the song." He pulled up on the phone right there. He didn't pay no download; it just streamed it, and he could listen to it as much as he wants to. So, you know, it's important to be on top of your business all across the board, and know. You know, first of all, you got to know what your goals are. Are you really in it? This is a serious question, Fred, that I've come across.
Okay.
Because some people are in the business for the fame.
True.
When you're in the business for the fame, you do anything to get it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're in the business for the business to make bread, you're going to do what it takes to make money.
Make
it's
money.
Two dynamics.
Right. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
Because somebody could have two million views, but they could be broke as I don't know what.
Yes,
or
that's
they could
true.
Have, you feel me? You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
So we got to get back. Just
I don't really think
what
they understand that concept.
Yeah.
I don't think they really understand that concept, Mr. Middleton, because they figure the fame is going to outweigh the paycheck. And I'm like, there's a lot of people out here famous that ain't got no money.
Please, I'm working with a couple.
You feel me? You see what I'm saying? No budget, no money.
Yeah.
But they come to you and this and the other. And will you please let people know that's listening to us? That makes it harder for people like me and yourself to even sell that person. You ain't got no money. They don't even know who you is. And you coming out here with all these demands.
Oh.
Making unnecessary noise. You feel me? And you want me to sell that? You want me to push that?
Bro, again, we probably have to do a chapter two with this joint right here. one right here is big.
Yeah,
like we looking at the time. We looking at a different era. The era when me and Fat when we was coming up, we didn't have the cell phones. And the technology to create overnight stars. The deception is that people that see themselves have the potential and the accessibility to see themselves as stars in front of their own camera makes them, it kind of feeds the ego. So like you think just because you got 100,000 a bunch of followers that you ain't hit stardom. But if you really look on the grand scheme of things, how many people in the world know you?
Exactly.
You
exactly.
have to ask yourself that. And,
exactly.
And again, it's like I don't even care if you're famous. Like, I don't really deal with the egos pretty good. Like, I walk away from a check.
Yeah.
I don't
need
stress. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The egos, they have too many demands on my
Too many demands on
my peace, man.
Right.
I like my peace. You know what I'm saying? I'm at that age right now. Peace is very, very important to me. So,
very important.
Like, every check is not a good check. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're
bring
right.
Drama. You got
You're
drama
right.
And
You're
check.
Right. Yes. Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Just me.
Attached to it. I'm cool on that. I don't need, you know what I'm saying? I don't need that. You know what I mean? Listen, y'all.
Right.
If I'm listening right now and this and the other, you know what I'm saying? We got 39 minutes left in the show. If you got anything that you want to say to my man, Mr. Middleton, just press the one button, 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. Just press the one button. I see everybody in the queue and this, that, and the other. Don't be downstairs eating up all my Krispy Kremes and drinking up all my Hennessy, because I like Krispy Kremes, too. I like Hennessy, too. You know what I'm saying? Y'all down there milling around in my lobby and everything like that. They just smoked up my weed and drunk up all my damn Krispy Kremes and ate up my Hennessy. Ooh, I gotta quit smoking this here this morning.
Krispy Kreme's and Hennessy.
Yeah, Krispy Kreme's and Hennessy. That's the breakfast of champions.
I need to write a song about that, yo. I'm gonna be credited
if I do. He said Krispy Kreme's and Hennessy. That's what's up. That's what it is. That's what it is, y'all. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, y'all. Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? We just up in here kicking the Willy Bobo with my man, Mr. Middleton and everything. You know what I'm saying? So one thing that I need for you to stress to these artists that's listening, because we got a bunch of them listening and everything. And, of course, y'all know, if you're missing, if anybody's missing this show, it archives and it plays right back as soon as we get off the air. So this is a live. This is why I love to do live tapings and this and the other, because you never know where the show's going to go, never know who going to call in or whatever, whatever. So you're getting us live on the radio right now. This is not pre-recorded. You know what I'm saying? This is an actual conversation going on. You know what I mean? So what I need you to tell the artists and the listeners and this and the other is the importance of creativity, originality. Go ahead. You took a deep breath on that one. Go ahead. I heard you all the way over here. Go ahead. Because I don't think we're stressing that. The artists aren't stressing that these days. I wish we could go back to the days where everybody was dressing up to go on stage. Houdini and all them people in this. You remember? Houdini. You remember the Fresh Prince back in the days and this and the other. Everybody, they had the New York City Breakers out there and this and the other. Everybody had on an outfit. Everybody was dressed in sync. They looked like a group. If that's the case, we'll go all the way back to when Jermaine Dupri was dancing for Houdini. Hello.
Right. What about that?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, a lot of these cats don't even know that.
Yeah, there's
they don't know that.
A lot of the younger generation is suffering for lack of knowledge, and that goes a long way. That statement that's in the Bible. But creativity, again, everybody who's really, let me say this to you directly, the listeners. If you are in the music business for the business, your most valuable fact, the most valuable factor for you to uphold is your individuality, your creativity. Reduplicate what somebody else is doing, you devalue your own potential. How many cars are made? This is my theory. If you go to Burger King, right? You mentioned McDonald's earlier. Heard. If you go to Burger King, you can't find a Big Mac.
No.
You can find a Whopper. You can't go to Wendy's and get a quarter pounder. You know what I'm saying? So when you talk about artistry, you have to find your individuality. If you sound the same, any business that has too much of anything will automatically fail. It's destined to fail. So you got to find out, if your name is Mike, what does Mike sound? If your name is Bob, what is Bob? If your name is Jessica, who do you see sound like? I know you like Mary J. Blige, but what does Jessica sound like? Find your own individuality and it'll stand out. It may be a little harder, but it's worth you taking the stance to uphold your individuality. Because if you get in a crowd of 3 million people and everybody sound the same, which is 80% of the industry today, everybody's trying to figure out how to make it, but everybody sound the same. How do I find you?
Yes. What's going to make you stick out?
Stand out. Timberland,
what makes
stands
you stand
out? Dr. Dre stands out.
Stands out.
You know what I'm saying?
What's going to be your niche?
What's your thing?
What's your niche? What makes you pop? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So this is why I do that out of this radio. I could do music. I got the voice. I already know. It's just I was dealing with the wrong people. And this and the other. You know what I'm saying? At that time, you know, that's when I tell people I was dealing with the big pun syndrome, because everybody wanted a big fella to have a $1 million insurance policy to even step on a stage after what happened to Big Pun and that stage collapse. So that's what kept me, and if I'd have known, and this is what we talk about, some of the pitfalls in the industry, not knowing the knowledge, if I'd have known that I could have went to my little neighborhood insurance place and got my own insurance policy for one day for $1 million. For about $150, I could have went on that tour with E-40. I could have went on that tour with cocaine. I could have went on that tour. But nobody's telling me that because they're going, oh, yeah, big fella, that's cool, but you know what I'm saying? And everything like that. So this is why I stress, and I got you on the phone now. This is why I stress the importance of doing your research, knowing who you're dealing with and everything.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Let them know how important that is. Because people will walk with you in this game.
Please.
You're like, ooh, yeah. Yeah, that's what we have to, that's what we've been dealing with and everything. And the last thing, and the last thing that we don't want to do is have to bury somebody and we got to do a GoFund or... When is the last artist you heard that could bury themselves without having to have no help?
That's big.
Okay.
That's big.
So,
that's real.
And I used to, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Middleton? I used to sit around and be like, yeah, I want to have the money. Look here, Mr. Middleton, I get stuck on what to do when I get over $5,000.
Right.
I'm sitting here going, well, damn, I don't want to spend it because I don't want to this, that, the other, and everything like that there. But I don't want to be calling myself traveling around the world, and I got a number one song, a number one video. I'm hitting the charts. I'm getting the plaques and this, that, and the other. And then you drop me off back in the hood.
Right.
Private planes,
what sense does that make?
Ferraris, this, that, and the other. I'm this, ooh, every time you, I'm on stage with P. Diddy and this, that, and the other, but you drop me off back over here with these same hood niggas. They're going to look at me different and go, nigga, I just seen you on TV. What you doing in the same apartment?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Do you feel it gets to the point to where we have to go, look, I got to go here instead of trying to stay here and prove a point? Do you think we're beyond proving a point in the music industry?
No, I think for the most part, the music industry is built on fascination and you know, what the perception of success really is. And, I mean, we're in the entertainment business, so we can't deny the fact that, you know, like, looking good is important, but just, you know, having your business, you could look good and you could be fly and everything, there's nothing wrong with that, but have your business in place. That's all a fat is saying. He's just saying, like, you know, you drive your car, but make sure when you leave that car, you can in the video, you know, you go to a nice home. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
Because the social media can just buff everything up and make it look so special, man. But like,
when
you face your reality,
you
go home to like the project.
Yeah,
man, yo.
And yeah, that's right.
I think we as black people, like, we don't mind like owning a Mercedes but living the project. Like, we don't mind,
right? Right.
Because we always want to impress people. Like, and I'm so over that. Like, I don't care about the
impressing. Yeah, I'm cool. I'm cool on that. I'd be like, nah, well, you know, because I don't care who's seeing me. I got two little girls running around here that think I'm the shit. You feel me?
And that's
enough.
That's
all I care about.
And that's enough. Right.
You know what I mean? But it took me to learn to have these two little girls that get to be 53 years old to know it was enough. To realize I got it. To realize I'm rich.
That's beautiful.
You know what I'm saying? And it was a time
that's
I didn't
beautiful.
Think that. Because I was running around here going, well, damn, I gotta make sure that this song jump and pop off and this, that, and the other. And the first time my daughter looked at me and looked at YouTube and went, Daddy, that's you? I went, yeah. She went, wow. That's my dad. I said, wow. Check that out. I done made it.
That's dope.
Yeah, it is.
That's hot right there. You still spitting there?
Yeah, man. I still do my thing, man. I still do my thing. Working on something right now.
Line, man.
man. We gotta put it together. We gotta put it together. We gotta put it together. You know what I'm saying? Yo, you got to wake your ass up more to show me and my man Herb Middleton. We just sitting here chopping it up and talking. We talking to y'all in queue and listening and this, that, and the other, staring at the window and everything at the glass like we up in here making tamales and this, that, and the other. We just sitting up in here chopping it up and everything. Hit us up at 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. Everybody all over the world, we got love for y'all and this, that, and the other. Listen to what this man is saying. You don't get these type of gems and this type of conversation just on any ordinary morning show. You damn sure don't get it on any of the morning shows out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, but you damn sure get it here on the Wake Your Ass Up morning show, because we want to make sure that we wake your ass up. You know what I'm saying? That's socially consciously. Every morning, Lee, if that's a word. You know what I'm saying? Kicking it with my man, Herb Middleton. Mr. Middleton, the one thing I want to ask you as a black man, why didn't you take the vaccine, or did you get the vaccine? Did you get the vaccine?
I ain't take it yet.
You ain't take it yet? I ain't either. And my thing is this. And my doctors ask me, you know what I'm saying, Dr. Gupta. Every time I go to the damn doctor, that's why I went to the doctor yesterday. Everybody was wondering why I made that post yesterday that I was pissed off when I left the doctor. I was pissed off when I left the doctor because the doctor tried to tell me that, oh, you need surgery. Every time I go to the doctor, he want to tell me that I need surgery. And I was like, the devil is a lie. You know what I'm saying? A little bitty foreign man, you can't even speak English, and you're trying to tell me you need surgery. I said, man, look here. And everything. Then he gets scared. I'll be back in 5 minutes. Then they was like, Mr. Mobley, you can go. I said, yeah, I'm pretty sure I can. Because I done scared his little ass now and everything. He ran off in the back like this big man. And this. I'm like, look here. So the devil is a lie.
Right.
You know
right.
What I'm saying? The devil is a lie and everything. And that kind of pissed me off. But I got home and I chilled out. Why? Because my daughter was like, how was the doctor? And I was like, we're not going to talk about it, baby, but we good at everything. You know what I'm saying? But the one thing that I want to know is, why didn't you take it? What's your reason why?
Well, again, we go back to the originality. Like, I never want to do anything in life, no matter what. I don't want to do everything just because everybody else is doing it. Like, until that motivation is not there, in me, because I'm definitely not motivated by fear. Fear doesn't, you know what I'm saying? God hasn't given me a spirit of fear, so I ain't tripping. Like, so I'm not saying I won't, but I'm definitely, if I was to do it today, Fred, you there? I'd be doing it because everybody else doing it. If I did it today, this afternoon,
yeah.
I'd be doing it because everybody else doing it.
Because everybody else doing it.
And I don't, originality,
well,
what is, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I agree with you. My thing is this. My Lord told me that he would take care of me. And if I ain't got it yet, I haven't had a symptom, I haven't had a cough, I haven't had a nothing, because I keep away from certain people, certain elements, this, that, and the other. I'm an introvert. I stay home with my kids. I'm with my kids 99% of the time. You know what I'm saying? You can't go wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? You
can't,
sometimes it's best to stay home. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
53 years old. I can't be out in the club and this, that, and the other. I did that out here. I did that at an early age. Show me something new.
Right.
Let's get this money. That's where I'm at.
Right.
That way.
And you can get money staying home.
We can get money staying home. I can get money by sitting here on this laptop, going back and forth to the studio, doing my radio show, selling my advertisement and this, that, and the other, and be good. It's not all about breaking the bank no more with me. It used to be, I got to have a meal ticket. No, because I probably wouldn't know what to do with it, honestly.
Man,
okay?
You're talking so
and
real, bro. You're talking so real.
And don't want to screw it up by giving it away, because everybody going to figure I got a handout now or something like that. And that's more of a headache than it is when you ain't got money.
What?
You feel me? So it's like, let me just get a little bit so that way I can help my daughter, you know, because me and her got some business adventures that we own and this and the other and everything. That's my business partner, my 11-year-old daughter and my 5-year-old. Those are my business partners. Them the only ones I can trust. Them the ones I can keep my eye on. I know what they're doing.
I got a song I got to send you, man. You're going to love, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Wow.
You know what I mean? So we just about leaving the legacy. Tell people about the legacy that you're leaving. Tell people about your legacy that you're leaving. These listeners out here, they think I just be, your legacy. They just think I be talking. Yeah, tell people about your legacy that you're leaving.
My legacy I'm leaving is honestly, the music is one thing, but knowledge is power. Because if I could transfer knowledge, then you could, that could help you grow. So I leave my kids' knowledge and everybody that I work with. I'm really I have something called the 3 E's. It's empowerment, education, and entertainment. So once I transfer that, I'm leaving a legacy. So if I take a young man who's on the wrong road, you know, and I mean wrong road, a road to his own demise, and I help him not go down that road, he becomes my legacy.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And so musically, but from a business standpoint, I'm working on something right now to bring back older artists. And bring them back in a very, very, that the one that's singing Making Plans, case in point.
Yeah.
He was about to quit. He's been traveling back and forth to Europe, and he was about to quit several months ago. I said, don't quit.
Okay.
And he's
right.
only 61. He's only 61 years old.
Oh, so he got some play.
He got number one. He's got a number one record.
That's right.
Now
there
he's
it
playing.
Is. Now he's flying.
So,
you know what I'm saying? So me and you on the same page. You just gave me more confirmation when you said you were bringing back the old school artists. Same thing I've been doing. That's what I've been doing, and I've been putting them on my magazine cover just to give them that respect and show them that homage from my era of what they did,
man.
when I heard RBX come across, when I heard Cocaine Above the Law and things like that. You know what I'm saying? Those are the cats that I put on my magazine covers. Besides unsigned artists and this, that, and the other. If you out here doing your thing and making some noise, I will put you on the cover. I've never been on nobody's cover. Okay? But I created a magazine to where I could do that and put it on, put somebody on a cover. I could put you on the cover of my magazine and everything, which we're going to make that happen. You know what I'm saying? But that's the beautiful thing. So we're both on the same page on trying to do that, man, and everything like that. We're going to have to sit down and chop it up, because I got these old school cats, and they like, okay, this fat man, if that's what we're going to do. And it's like, yeah, and I want a single from each one of y'all.
Oh, yeah.
And they like, okay. And I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna give you this. If I get this distribution, I'll give you this as a sign-on bonus, and I'm speaking it into life. You either get this distribution, give you a sign-on bonus, I'll give you half, get you in the studio, you get the other half when I get that single. And I'm talking about cats in the game, and they going, for real? And I'm going, yeah, I'm serious. Let me get with the right people. I'm going to make it happen. And they like, boom. So this is why I can acquire, and I get certain people on the radio show. I get certain people to call in. I get certain people to this, that, and the other, and everything, because I'm a man of my word. Explain that to these artists that's listening about being a man and an artist of your word.
Yeah,
that's all you got.
Your word is everything. That's all you got, man. Like, I haven't, in my younger days, you know what I'm saying, I wasn't big on that. So I would actually come short of my word with relationships, and then wonder why people look at me funny. And then I'd be like, yo, why are you not taking me seriously?
Right.
Because I said I would do something and I didn't do it too many times. Now the person don't believe me.
Right.
So
yes.
So you can destroy your own relationships by not keeping your word. You can destroy some great relationships by not getting there on time. You could, because we got too much of that. You know what I'm saying?
You shoot your own self in the foot.
Yeah.
shoot your own self in the foot. Your word is your bond. You know what I'm saying? 19 minutes left in the show, y'all. Listen, man, this has been awesome. We're going to have to do a part two of this and this and the other. But my thing is this. I'm going to have to come out there so we can do the live interview on the podcast. You know what I'm saying? We have to bring
because
I do the Unsigned Hype podcast. You know what I'm saying? And we do. And we teach these artists about the music industry, about the music business, and treat it as a business. You get more out of it and everything. That's kind of like what I tell them. When you know who you're dealing with, you know half the battle. That's what the G.I. Joe used to say. When you know who you're dealing with, you know half the battle. So then that way your expectations ain't going to be astronomical and everything because you know who you're dealing with. When you're dealing with the music industry, know who you're dealing with. That way you could go, okay, there. And you could take the ups and the downs and this, that, and the other instead of figuring, I'm going to create a song on Monday, put it out on Friday, and by the first of the month, it's going to go viral. It don't work that way. It's levels to this shit.
Listen, bro. Y'all getting this for free every morning?
Yeah, this is what we do every morning. And they got the nerve to turn their nose up at this. But that's all right, though, because it's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. I am your host, Fat Man West Coast. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Herb Middleton. We've been off the chain this morning. We didn't drop more bombs and gave up more gems and this, that, and the other. There's somebody sitting at the table with a pen and a pad and writing this down and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what they tell me. A lot of my fan base tell me, man, we sit down and we write, we take notes on your show. You're supposed to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to do your research. You're supposed to look up things instead of just sitting on there trying to do a music review. Do some research. You know what I mean? And everything.
Yep.
So listen, 90. Before we get up out of here, what's your last words, Mr. Middleton?
Hey, I could just say be safe, you know, stay blessed, know who you are, be the kings and queens that you are, that God made you, live like that. Don't let it just be a talk about it. Live like kings and queens, my people. And stay blessed. Stay positive.
That's what's up. Where can they find you at? Because I know I got two or three links and everything like that. That's why I was like, wow. I've been reading your links ever since last night. I was like, wow, this man, he been putting in work. You know what I'm saying and everything. Where can they find you at? How can they download your music? How can they stream your music?
Well, my site is HerbMiddletonMusic.com. That's my name for HerbMiddletonMusic.com. You can reach me. You can follow me on all social medias. Just put my name in. You see my face pop up. If it has something to do with music, it's me. HerbMiddleton1 on Instagram. Herb Middleton, Facebook, Herb Middleton on Twitter. I mean, you know, that's all it is, Fat. And if you want to hit me up, any of you want to submit any music, info@HerbMiddletonMusic.com. And I started a new publishing company and slash record label. I'll talk to you about it next time the conversation.
Okay.
Moontown Records.
Yeah. All right.
And publishing.
All right. That's what's up. Now, one thing before you get up out of here. How important is publishing to an artist?
Publishing, that's the book of your history. That's your personal book of what you value. So you create a publishing company of your works, of your book, of your history, and then let it grow and, you know, keep storing up in that library. And somebody may offer you some great money for it, and you work it out.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Hey,
okay.
Fat, you related to T.D. Jakes, man. Your voice sounds similar. I'm saying you could we could throw more.
You know what?
You know what, man?
People don't know this. They don't know that I auditioned for The Voice back in 2014. And everything, and I made it like to the finals of the audition, and they was trying to get me to do it because they was like, we don't have no baritone singers. And I went in there with a verse, I didn't go in there singing. And they went, they was kind of like, that's cool. They was like, you can't sing? And when I started singing Barry White, they was like, come here. And I was like, man, I ain't really trying to sing in this, sitting the other and everything like that there. You know what I'm saying? Because I wasn't. I was trying to, I was trying to, I could sing my hooks and stuff like that there. I was like, no, I don't need no singer. I can sing my own hooks. But I wanted to, you know, because I had something to say, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that there. But now I think I will get up and put on some shades and this and the other, turn the lights down low and just talk to the ladies. Just talk to the ladies and everything, you know what I'm saying? And stuff, because I want to make some money with this voice, man, and this and the other, you know what I'm saying? So we definitely going to have to hook up, man, and you're going to have to guide me through the process and everything, man, and stuff, you know what I'm saying, man? But, man, we appreciate you coming on the show. Man, what's the next project we can expect from you?
I'm working on a project, Back to the Core. Shout out to Maxine Jones there in Las Vegas, former member of En Vogue. This features a couple of artists, talking to Mickey Howard, trying to get her part of it in front. I got in front, Gerald LaVert's background singers. I gave them the name in front because they were his background singers, but now they older and they coming out front. I said, look, it's no time like right now.
Okay, that's right. I'm getting her mixed up with Adina Howard.
Oh, yeah.
And everything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A want to be a freak and this and the other and stuff. Her song, me and her had a deal. That's why I was like, okay. Because her song was my theme song for my T-shirt and panty line when I have for my big girls. I rock with the BBWs and this and the other. I like them thick in the waist.
Oh, yo, hey, let's talk offline, bro. We got to talk.
Okay.
Too much happening right now.
All right. We're going to overload. We're going to overload.
Right
but listen,
now.
Man. Listen, man, we appreciate you being on the show, man.
No problem.
Yo, it is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, y'all. We're going to be right back. We're going to pay some bills, and we'll be right back.
All right, peace, bro.
All right, peace, man.
Up in the morning, you're the first thing on my mind. I smell your fragrance in my clothing. It makes me look forward to be with you tonight. Gonna tear it up tonight, so get yourself ready. We're gonna move it steady. Makes me wanna zoom right through the phone. Fun being alone, girl, you're my fantasy. You're the only one for me. You still hide the man.
I don't wanna be with you.
You still hide the bag.
I don't wanna be with you. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Ronnie, how happy are folks who save hundreds of dollars switching to Geico?
I'd say happier than a camel on Wednesday.
Hump day!
Get happy. Yeah. Get Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
What day is it, Mike?
In the mix. In the mix.
In the mix. With Fat Man West Coast. In the mix with the Blend Cure.
Like this.
Fat Man West Coast. West Coast. West Coast. West Coast.
Wake up! Wake up! Wake up!
You're in the mix.
Come on, yo!
In the mix.
In the mix with Fat Man West Coast.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake, wake, wake up out of your sleep, wake up out of your sleep, wake up, I command you. In the name of Jesus, wake up out of your sleep, wake up out of your sleep. The Lord told me to tell you, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake. Wake up, stop crying and wake up, stop worrying and wake up. Stop fretting and wake up. God's getting ready to get ready to get ready to get ready. Wake up! Wake up! Wake up! In the balcony! Wake up! In the closet! Wake up!
All right. Y'all learned today, and this, that, and the other. What's going on, everybody? You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, Las Vegas, Nevada. Man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man, this was a great show, you know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to my man, Herb Middleton. Y'all make sure y'all look him up, go download his music, go stream his music. You know what I'm saying? This is what I'll be talking about, bringing in someone in the industry that knows what they're talking about. You know what I'm saying? And, you know what I mean? That can verify and vouch what needs to be done. Shout out to Goldilocks. You know what I'm saying? He came in and dropped two big ones today on us. You know what I'm saying? Stay up and making plans. So we making plans to stay up on Mr. Herb Middleton, you know what I'm saying, and everything. Make sure we rocking his music so you know we'll be jumping off the morning show tomorrow, you know what I'm saying, with some Herb Middleton flavor. Y'all make sure y'all go to all his sites, download him, support him, you know what I'm saying, get his music. Of course, shout out to Lady Ebony, publicist extraordinaire, I must say. You know what I'm saying? We gonna be rocking with her and doing it, putting in more work. You know what I'm saying? And everything. You know what I mean? So listen, for the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show staff and for myself, we thank y'all for rocking with us today. Today is going to be a beautiful day. We walk by faith and not by sight to see the goodness of the Lord. Boy, 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 you learn something new every day, y'all. So listen, y'all, for your boy Fat Man West Coast, Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, Unsigned Hype Broadcasting Company. Y'all be good. Take care of one another. Love, peace, and hair grease. You know what I'm saying? And look both ways before you cross the street. All right. All right, y'all. catch y'all tomorrow. Peace.
Watch out,
Rude Boy.
Watch out,
Rude
Boy.
It's your time, boss. Come on, you just come down.
Dang, dang,
dang. I'm going deep. I don't really want to feel like I'm in a daze. So I smoke big pills just to deal with the ills. Life is slipping on me, drip. My skills ain't paying bills and it's messing with me and my grip. I drink that same ice and smoke a ticket at the same time. Drop a wicked bomb on my naughty nature. I'm living down like a nigga by the drink. I'm not that one when asleep, but I'm lost.
That's deep.
Cause I be on some old, I'm tired of brothers trying to come up off women type thing. And if I don't react the way he won't, he might swing his little dick up in another direction, then don't even use protection. I hate foolishness that people can't avoid, yo. And if worse came to worse, I run abroad on unemployed. Cause who the hell cares that I got gray hairs and can't sleep? Know what I mean?
I'm going deep.
Every now and then I start tripping and get to thinking on the deep tip behind all that bull that I shoot at people.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But after I'm evil and I'm hit to every chick trying to get a grip and every wanna be met trying to stack. But yo, bump that. And I say bump that with my mighty middle finger. I'm heavy up and do this rap, I ain't fucking singer. Yo, I think I'm getting tipped. Cause my dollars ain't making nobody sense. But then again, it's probably all that chronic that I smoke. I used to be like that when I was out there slanging dope, and lately I've been flipping on some old paranoid. Like lifting suckers up and down, trying to stalk, cause I'm a heart.
So why don't you just soften up?
I try to be cool, but I get caught up when I go to clubs. Straight up, I don't even trust myself.
Yo, you can trust me.
How you figure that?
I'm just like you.
Why?
Next week.